Amid talk of a rebirth from the ashes, astronomers at Mount Stromlo in Canberra have launched a powerful new telescope, which they say will help them make countless new discoveries. The SkyMapper telescope is a replacement for the 5 telescopes lost when bushfires ripped through the Mount Stromlo Observatory in January 2003. It's the most powerful mapping telescope Australia has seen, and scientists say they'll be able to catalogue everything in the southern sky within just 5 years. Barbara Miller reports.
6 years ago, the mood at Mount Stromlo was bleak. On January the 18th, 2003, the bushfires that killed 4 people and destroyed hundreds of homes in Canberra gutted the observatory. 5 telescopes were lost, including the Great Melbourne Telescope. Astronomers from the Australian National University had planned to use it to conduct a survey of the southern skies. Now, though, they've got something much better. It's called SkyMapper. Lead scientist, Professor Brian Schmidt.
It's not a huge telescope, but what makes it different is the fact that it can see such a big piece of the sky at one time. So a piece of the sky about 25 times larger than the full moon.
So how much quicker than other telescopes is it?
Compared to anything in Australia or even in the southern hemisphere, it really is a factor of 10 faster than anything we've had previously.
The astronomers say SkyMapper will allow them to catalogue every single object in the southern sky within 5 years. They expect to make hundreds of discoveries in the process. Professor Brian Schmidt.
SkyMapper, by looking over the entirety of the southern sky, is going to be able to pinpoint the first black holes, it turns out, that formed after the Big Bang. And by finding those very rare objects, we expect there will only be maybe 10 across the entire southern sky, we'll be able to train the largest radio and optical telescopes that Australia has access to, and then go through and understand really the birth of the universe. In the same way, we can pinpoint the stars in our galaxy, which were formed at about the same time, because it turns out they do not have anything other than hydrogen and helium in their atmospheres. All elements beyond hydrogen and helium were formed by stars after the Big Bang. And study of those stars will sort of also tell us from a completely different way how the Milky Way was born.
SkyMapper was officially launched by the Federal Minister for Innovation, Industry, Science and Research, Kim Carr.
Professor Chubb has described it, for my particular benefit, as being like a big digital camera with a really long zoom. So congratulations to the Australian National University and to all the brilliant men and women who have made the SkyMapper possible. We still have much to learn about our own solar system and the universe beyond. And now we have SkyMapper to teach us.
The telescope is located at the Siding Spring Observatory near Coonabarabran in central west New South Wales. The state's governor, Marie Bashir, spoke at a parallel launch ceremony there today.
The telescope will almost run itself, checking for bad weather, taking images in several colours and transferring the data on a fibre optic link to the supercomputer at ANU in Canberra.
As SkyMapper takes up its work, a similar telescope is coming online in Hawaii. The Pan-STARRS project aims to create a digital map of the northern hemisphere. The astronomers at the ANU say they're working closely with the team in the US.
Barbara Miller.